Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And internet essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
Did you know that UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways UnitedHealthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at UHC.com. Plan benefits may vary.
We change our minds every day. About a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello! How is everyone? I'm so excited to see you guys and talk to you. It's been a minute, right? But we're back. We're back. I'm Shay, Coach Shay from the Fitness Revolution. And we are here to talk about my favorite meal. You guys ready? Breakfast. Breakfast, right? I got a little eggs in here today. I got a little salmon and chicken and rice, right? Yeah, exciting, exciting. So let's talk about this, right? It's a morning. You wake up. Your body's kind of like blah, blah, blah. And how do you jumpstart your day? With a little breakfast. It's often called the most important meal. The most important meal of the day, right? It suggests better fasting period when you do it overnight. It replenishes your supply of glucose to boost your energy levels and alertness, which we love, right? And has all these nutrients. And it literally helps me every day, right? When I'm feeling like low energy or not feeling like want to get this day started, breakfast helps you to get going every time. I highly, highly recommend it. Now, for me, I'm one of those people, I get up at 5 or 6 a.m. So eating right away is not a good thing. So how do I jumpstart that day before I eat the breakfast? Water. Drinking 32 ounces of water really is going to help you. All right. So it's going to help you. It's going to boost that energy. And then let's say you're up for an hour or two. That's when you can start going. So that breakfast, what is it going to do? It's going to start your metabolism, which is also going to help you do what we all want, burn calories throughout the day, right? You got that energy, whether you're at work or school, those are some of the reasons, right? And they show that many studies show that good health is due to eating breakfast. It helps with memory and concentration and lowers the levels of bad cholesterol. Nobody wants bad cholesterol, right? That starts off being moves into other things that can also help you lower your chances of diabetes, heart disease, and being overweight. So what are your favorite things to eat in the morning, right? Or what do you need a suggestion for to eat? Here's some things that I like. I like my eggs, right? We got eggs, we got egg whites. Those are great things. Avocado. Great way to start your day. Add a little avocado into your meal. It's great. It's good fat. Excellent fat. So I don't eat red meat or pork, but you know, if that's your thing, go ahead. I'm more of a turkey bacon, turkey sausage, or as I did today, I had leftover chicken, y'all. Right in my fridge, cut that sucker up, put it in with some rice and some eggs with a little salsa. Bam, there you go. Absolutely great. Absolutely wonderful. You know, sometimes you want to treat yourself, have a waffle. That works too, right? Or you got bagels, you got English muffins. You have all types of options. I think that anything in your fridge from the night before you can make into breakfast, right? Let's say you want an omelet. Add your asparagus, add your broccoli, right? Add a little garlic, add some tomatoes, anything you can put in there. Like I said, I was all about, what do I want today? I didn't want the traditional. So I just threw in that salmon and chicken and we've got a great meal. Great meal. And I just want to show you guys again so you can see if you, for those that will be able to see this is just eggs, chicken, and salmon. and a little bit of rice. It's great, right? It's going to help fuel the body and zap you into that energy that you need. So I'm going to give you simple tips, right, that how you can get into that, that norm of eating breakfast every day, because you really don't want to skip breakfast, right? That's one of the number one meals you don't want to skip. And so here are some things, because you want to break that habit, right? So first, you literally want to be breaking a fast, right? So that period between the last right before meal, before you go to bed, and then right before that alarm hits, it's usually the longest stretch time your body goes through without fuel, right? So you, within 2 hours of waking up, like I said, if you're not hungry right away, like me, I can't eat right away. Drink your water, get that levels going, you know, get that glucose and the blood sugar and the insulin, all that cells to be used for energy, get that moving right away, right? So we're going to do that. Just don't skip breakfast, right? Two, heart disease, as we spoke about before, and we've talked about this, heart disease. Skipping breakfast can tend to overeat the rest of the time, and overeating is obvious a culprit in unwanted weight, right? So when you're doing that, we skip the meal, and all of a sudden, it's 11 o'clock in the morning. What are we doing? Eating more, because we're trying to break that. So we want to make sure we're skipping the skippers. They call them the skippers, right? So you don't want to be a skipper, right? You never want to be that part. What does breakfast do? Keeps you in tune. So your brain loves the energy it attracts from meals, right? And making it sensible. So one of the best things, simple, but yet affordable, is a bowl of oatmeal, y'all. Oatmeal, right? As a kid, probably a lot of us, our parents gave us oatmeal and we didn't like that. But now look, this is what's going to help you keep that youth, keep that energy, help that concentration, and physical energy is going to go to a whole new level. Things you can put in your oatmeal, right? So we don't want to, fill it up with a bunch of sugar. So agave, honey. You could do, you could take your protein powder, right? My bodybuilding days, we used to take protein powder and put that in there, stir it up. You've got a sweetened, maybe it's chocolate, maybe it's peanut butter, maybe it's strawberry. Now you've got your oatmeal and your protein. Excellent choice. You can take peanut butter, right? Stir it up. Probably want to stay away from, the high glucose stuff. Don't want to put too much, sugar, anything like that. But things that you think can sweeten it at a, it's going to keep those levels of sugar down. It's going to be great. But also you're going to get everything you want to stay tuned. Fiber, right? This is what's going to jumpstart that fiber of the day, especially because whole grains and fruit make up a regular appearance at the breakfast table, right? We know that. We know it's showing up. Usually there's some type of bread or things of that nature. Fiber intake is a great time to take in during breakfast. So I highly recommend that. And guess what's going to help? Your digestive system, right? We want to keep regular. So that breakfast is going to get you going. You're going to, if you're having breakfast at home, maybe your digestive system gets working. You can handle your business at home, and out the door you go, and help reduce that cholesterol that we've been talking about. Protein in the morning, right? That good old protein that I was talking about. So how can you get protein? Omelet, like we spoke about, or Greek yogurt. So I know some people are lactose intolerant, so that might not be the thing, but they do have yogurt that is dairy-free and stuff. So use that. That's going to keep you fuller longer, right? That's that protein that's going to expand in us that we want to do and prevent us from overeating in that next meal and help us from making poor choices later on in the day, which is great. And so demonstrating, reduced activity in the portion of the brain making food demands is what we're trying to do. Once again, one of my favorite things to talk about is diabetes, right? The hidden sugar. So this is going to put you at a lower risk. It's not necessarily going to stop it, but a lower risk for diabetes. People who skip breakfast tend to overcompensate later in the day, leading to larger and less nutrients meals. So, and that can help with, that can cause insulin levels on that level. And I think it's something like 21% risk of developing diabetes of those who made time for a bite to eat in the morning compared to others. So lower that risk, pardon me. So remember that. And last but not least, what's the main thing we wanted to maintain that weight, right? If you restrict your largest meal, which is breakfast, you don't want to restrict that. You want to add to that. You're on your way to shedding pounds. I don't know about you, y'all, but I kind of, what do they call it? The freshman 15, I gained the COVID 15, but we're getting it off. We're getting it off. It said, so a study showed that two groups are roughly the same number of calories per day, had distributed them differently by one eating breakfast and one did not. The group who consumed more calories in the morning lost an average of 17.8 pounds, y'all, over 3 months. That's a lot of weight, right? That's going to change how that look and everything, how you're going to feel. And those who ate less only at, and then ate a big dinner only were losing around 7.3. So you want to lose 17 pounds or seven? Do you want to maintain that weight, especially as we get older? All it takes, y'all, is a meal. Start your day off right with your breakfast. Start off happy and start off with whatever your favorite meal is, right? Create it. Put some bananas, whatever it is. Get that metabolism going every day. Well, y'all, that's it. I got to finish my breakfast here. I wish y'all could be here to eat this. I hope you enjoyed these little tidbits for your breakfast first thing in the morning. Please apply them to your everyday routine and you will definitely see the change. This is Shay with Fitness Revolution.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
Children's Minnesota, the leader in specialized healthcare for kids, is here to raise awareness, standards, the bar, the stakes, the question, the curtain. On raising kids' health to the highest priority, kids need equal access to healthcare, more pediatric expertise, a voice for change. Kids need us, all of us. So let's raise them up. Children's Minnesota, the kid experts.
OutSchool provides live online classes for kids. They offer academic classes as well as interest-based classes. The topics are so cool. Everything from art and fitness to physics, mindfulness, food, history. A lot of these topics are things that are not taught in your regular school. Check out their amazing classes. Your kids are gonna love it.
My son's about to graduate high school and he wants to go to college, but I don't have the money to pay for tuition at one of those big time universities. And I don't want him to be strapped with student loan debt trying to get a degree. So he's going here to Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. The school is designed for families like mine who have a higher financial need. Believe it or not, you won't pay more than $3,000 a year on average for tuition. And get this, laptops, textbooks, meals, and even metro passes are free. Sound too good to be true? Well, it ain't. That's not even the best part. Doherty Family College at St. Thomas offers a two-year undergraduate program with small class sizes, so your child will have the personal support they need to be successful. At Doherty Family College, they'll treat your child like family. Do what I did and check them out at dfc.stthomas.edu. Set up a tour today. You'll be glad you did.
Sustaining your energy and well-being through the long, complex journey towards health, equity, and inclusion can be difficult. Bottom line, you need to carve out time to care for yourself. To help you navigate your well-being goals, the George Well-Being Program at the Y provides you acupuncture, massage, nutrition, and health coaching, as well as daily online meditations and yoga practices on Virtual Y. Well-being is not a commodity. It's an essential tool for your everyday life because you are worthy. For more information, visit us online at ymcanorth.org/well-being.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make it easier to avoid overdraft fees? And we can. Now, if you overdraft at Huntington by $50 or less, you won't be charged an overdraft fee. And if you're overdrawn by more than $50, you have time to fix it with 24-hour grace. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people out. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Your account will be closed if it is negative in any amount for 60 days. Learn more at Huntington.com/safetyzone and Huntington.com/grace.
Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go is mealtime made easy. Just order delicious meals online for convenient curbside pickup or have it delivered. Want breakfast? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Need lunch? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Doing dinner? Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go. Get pancakes, burgers, fried chicken, lasagna, Hai Chai Asian dishes, sushi, pizza, and more. If you're craving it, Hy-Vee Mealtime To Go has it with curbside pickup or delivery. Order today at Hy-Vee.com/mealtime.